You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm at Surfaces 2014. I'm in the Tarkett space, and I'm with Bruce Ziegler and Laurie Banker. Guys, you doing okay?
Doing great. Thank you.
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you again this year. Bruce, let's talk first about residential. You're in the marketing area for residential, and tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing this year.
Well, our big emphasis this year, like last year, is with our iSelect brand positioning. So last year was the year of fiber floor, our sheet vinyl program, with launching our new colors, new coordination, our specify line, where you get 17 looks in four different quality levels. We're doing the same thing with our LVT line this year, which is made out of Florence, Alabama. And we're launching a new high-end collection called Premier, as well as adding a specify collection of 8 tiles and 8 planks available in 3 different constructions, quality levels. What we've seen with both of the lines, initial feedback is a lot of our dealers are getting popular shop-at-home opportunities. So if the people aren't coming in their doors, they're going to them. So by taking our most popular and best-selling designs in both sheet and LVT, they've got a great presentation at home. So that's a big emphasis at the show this year. The other thing we're looking at is our laminate line, a mid-year launch there with an iSelect update. And all of these are in 6 different color families. We're bringing in product both America and from our European factories. So that'll be a huge launch. And the laminate side, where our dealers are seeing growth, is in the 12-millimeter high-end line, which they can effectively compete against the big box side of the business.
Okay, so iSelect continues. It's been around since, I believe, 12. Your first focus was on sheet vinyl, and that's made in Canada now, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Farnham, Quebec.
Yeah, and then you're switching. You're then putting the focus now on LVT. Let's talk about LVT for a minute. Obviously, it's the hype, the big excitement, everybody's getting in it. You guys have been in it for a long time. Right. You've got a strong brand name with Tarkett, also on the commercial side with Centiva. Very, very strong presence there. Does it concern you that perhaps, what might be 3.5% of the business now from a revenue perspective, that we might get into an overcapacity situation?
Yeah, we're watching that closely. I mean, it's nice to see our competitors coming back to America. We've been here for a number of decades. So that's good for American business, but what does concern us is, if they're switching from Asia to America, those folks are going to have to fill capacity that they potentially lose. And with more people getting into it, maybe from laminate or from ceramic, hopefully they have the expertise to make good quality products and products that are good for indoor air quality for the consumers.
And you feel there's a good viable marketplace for both LVT and laminate, because you're continuing to reinforce that business too, right?
Absolutely. On the laminate, it's more on the thicker, the better designs and the thicker product. It makes it look a little bit more like wood. So you still have that demand there. People like something a little bit thicker. So there's still a place for laminate. Where our dealers have a challenge is in the 8 and 10 millimeter collections, where they do go head-to-head with some of the big box, but they can still out-service them, and they can still out-product them with our current collection today.
And this iSelect program, I've noticed where some competition has kind of gotten involved in that area too, right? That's flattery, right?
Yes, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. One of our competitors on the show has announced a sheet program with kind of similar to our specify, where they're offering 3 quality levels. So not quite as many as us, but it is a value, because when consumers come into the store, they look at their design, they look at their budget and their needs, and a lot of times you have to sacrifice that. So now when you have that depth and breadth, it's a service to the consumer.
All right, Laurie, let's talk about, obviously, your biggest brand in the U.S. on the commercial side is Johnsonite.
Yeah? Absolutely. Yes.
So tell us what's new there with what you're doing in the commercial business.
We have a similar program. Of course, iSelect is similar to the Balanced Choice program we've had in our Johnsonite portfolio for many, many years. We just this year, late 2013, introduced a line called ID Freedom, which is a line of LVT that's made in Florence, Alabama. So again, we're making that commitment to the Made in America legacy, but also being able to service our line in North America. And that's a line of 90-some visuals, so it has wood, stones, and abstracts, and very much about coordination across not just LVT, but our entire Johnsonite commercial portfolio. And we share concerns, as our residential colleagues do as well, that we're going to see some big changes in LVT with Asian capacity freeing up and what that might do to pricing in North America. But we're just keeping a mindful watch on it. It is still a growth category for us. Some other exciting things that are happening at Surfaces, we're offering some new textures in our rubber tile line, which is something we haven't done in a number of years, upgrading our color palette significantly in 2014 as well. And we have some brand new homogeneous vinyl offerings coming out also.
And Johnsonite has always been big in this balanced choice and in having all kinds of different colors, so you're continuing to push in that area, right?
We are. Significant color palette change in 2014. We work with the Color Marketing Group and other trending organizations to make sure that we have the most up-to-date palette, and again, we're just making those changes in 2014 to make sure that we're current in everything that we offer across our entire portfolio.
And I understand you're moving your VCT program from Houston up to Alabama, is that right?
That's correct. We're making it part of our NAFCO plant in Florence, Alabama. That transition's underway, has been for some time. It's all going very well. Obviously, it involves people and products and machinery, and a very complex move, and one that we're very mindful of everyone that's involved and in making it as smooth as possible. But it is going very well, and we expect that to be taking place finalizing over the next couple months.
You know, I was just at Domatex 2 weeks ago, and I saw the head of your company, Michelle, giving a presentation on your whole sustainability effort. You've joined up with an icon. I can't recall his name now.
Michael Braungart?
Yeah. Yes. And so that's a very impressive presentation. You really continue to have your vision on being a sustainable company, right?
We absolutely do. It's not just about materials, it's about corporate sustainability. So that involves, you know, not just the environmental parts of your product and low indoor air quality, which is something that's important, but it's more about your responsibility as a company, corporate governance, being responsible in your community, and also making sure that your products are the very best that they can be from a sustainability standpoint. So we've got some pretty strong partnerships. Braungart is one. The Ellen MacArthur Foundation is another. It's part of our DNA, and we're going to make sure that that gets embedded throughout everything that we do.
You know, as we look at 2013, most of us saw that the residential market was a little bit more, expanded a little bit more, maybe 6 to 7%, and the commercial market was still just a little softer. What do you feel like 14 is going to be like?
We've seen nothing but growth, especially in the Johnsonite category. We had growth in rubber, we had growth in finishing borders and accessories and all of our vinyl offerings. VCT was a little off, but I think that's part of the dynamic with LVT and just figuring out where everything has its place. But we expect a very strong year in 2014.
Okay, great, guys. Good to spend time with you. Hope you have a great show. Been talking to Lori Banker and Bruce Ziegler, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.